Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Tonight, we have a very special story for you. So are you ready and tucked into bed? Mummies and daddies, have you got that bowl of popcorn ready? That's great. Now, be sure to listen to the full story because there's a competition at the end. Tonight's story is the Ark of the Prophet Nuh, alayhi salam. So, grab your blankets and get ready. Long, long, long ago, men and women had children. And then there were families. But soon, the men, women, and all the children, they started worshipping idols. Boys and girls, do you know what idols are? Okay, let me tell you. Idols are things made by hand that some people from other religions then worship, such as statues. So, this idol worshipping made Allah very unhappy. So Allah sent the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, also known as Noah. Allah sent the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to help these people, to help the families and guide them to the right path so that they only worship Allah and not the idols. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam loved Allah very much and Allah loved him back even more so. Every day he would go to the villagers and tell them about Allah. He called to the people on dark nights. He kept calling them in long days. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam would go from house to house, but the people just laughed. Boys and girls, could you hear that laughter? They didn't believe him at all. This went on for years and years and years, but nothing changed. Only some people became friends of Allah. Only some people became believers. One day, Allah told the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam to build a huge boat. Boys and girls, can you hear the boat being built? Boys and girls, do you know what the people said? They said,
"We are in the middle of the desert, you fool."
The villagers were not kind. They also said,
"What are you doing?"
And,
"Ha ha! There is no water here."
But each time the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam asked them to turn to Allah and ask for forgiveness, they did not listen. And then the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam warned the people about a flood, a huge flood that was coming, but only a few people believed him. The rest of the people just laughed. And they were not kind to the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam prayed to Allah and asked Allah, "Help me, Lord." After lots and lots of hard work, the huge boat was now built. Allah asked Nuh alayhi salam to take aboard this huge big boat two of every living creature, such as animals, insects, and humans that only believed and worshipped Allah. That's a lot of creatures. Boys and girls, can you hear the animals? That's a cow. I think that's a horse. That's a cat. A gorilla. Quack, quack, that must be a duck. A rooster. And an elephant. And there were so many more animals. And then every creature got on. And then came the flood. One dark day, black clouds swallowed the bright sky. Soon, heavy rain began to pour. These were no ordinary droplets, boys and girls. This was a storm that began to take over the land. Boys and girls, can you hear the storm? Earth was no longer green or gold. Homes were swept away. Mountains started to drown and disappear. Even those who thought the highland would be safe were lost. Nobody was safe. Nobody, except those in the Prophet Nuh's giant ark. In the Prophet Nuh's giant boat. For months, the boat tossed and turned. Waves crashed. Dangerously below, everybody was afraid. But Allah was watching. Allah is always watching. Finally, the rain began to stop. Clouds began to clear. Even the sun started to shine. The water began to dry up. Nuh alayhi salam slowly led his people and all the animals off the boat. When the believers touched the earth, they thanked Allah over and over again. They truly knew that Allah looked after those who loved him most. Subhanallah. What a wonderful story from our Holy Quran. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Okay. That's right. This story teaches us to always worship and remember Allah. And if we do something wrong or bad or even naughty, we must always turn to Allah and say sorry. But if you see somebody else doing the wrong thing, you must try and bring them to good, just like Prophet Nuh alayhi salam did. Because we will never go wrong when we listen to Allah and do what Allah asks of us. Wasn't that a great story, boys and girls? I loved it. Now, it's competition time. Here at Masjid Quba, we have some colouring activity sheets for you. So, why don't you ask your daddy, your brother, or come along with them and pick up the colouring sheets. Colour them in as best you can and show lots of effort. Then Once you've finished, simply add your name, your age, and your mummy or daddy's phone number, and return it to Masjid Quba by the end of Sunday, 15th November. Because the lucky winners will receive a special prize. Your colouring sheets are waiting for you. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. Now you know this is very important. So let's pray together. Are you ready? Okay. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Hey, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Friday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.